Karl Marx by Francis Wheen. This book is produced by RNIB.
RNIB, supporting blind and partially sighted people.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB, Register Charity Number 226227.
Karl Marx by Francis Wheen. For Julia. Introduction. There were only 11 mourners at Karl Marx's funeral on the 17th of March, 1883. His name and work will endure through the ages, Friedrich Engels predicted in a graveside oration at Highgate Cemetery. It seemed an unlikely boast, but he was right. The history of the 20th century is Marx's legacy. Stalin, Mao, Che, Castro, the icons and monsters of the modern age have all presented themselves as his heirs. Whether he would recognise them as such is quite another matter. Even in his lifetime, the antics of self-styled disciples often drove him to despair. On hearing that a new French party claimed to be Marxist, he replied that in that case, I at least am not a Marxist. Nevertheless, within 100 years of his death, half the world's population was ruled by governments that professed Marxism to be their guiding faith. His ideas have transformed the study of economics, history.